Welcome to Redefining the Good Life, the podcast that calls BS on the rat race of modern life and helps you finally have the courage to go after your dreams. I'm your host, Ayşen Karaduman, aka The Omnivorist. I'm a life coach and functional nutritional therapy practitioner. Using a blend of mindset tools and ancestral nutrition, as well as understanding just what it means to be human today, I'm here to help you change the trajectory of your life. Another future is possible, my friend. Welcome on board. Hello, 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 lovely people. Welcome back to another episode of Redefining the Good Life. Today, I want to talk about what life coaching can specifically do for you and why I think it's so crucial and so fun to incorporate life coaching into your routine, whether it be coaching yourself or to have a coach, or what I would really recommend is really both. Because I realize that many people out there actually have no idea what life coaching means and what it can do. I mean, I think a lot of people probably are even a little suspicious of it. Like, really? It can really do all those things? I know, I mean, I myself definitely used to think the same. So today, I want to speak directly to that. I already spoke to you in past episodes about, I told you a little bit about my own discovery of life coaching, and how I felt so out of my depth when I became a new parent. And I felt like, you know, I was in need of an emotional toolbox to deal with my life, to deal with my stress, to deal with all the ups and downs that were just kind of getting me all topsy-turvy. And when I discovered life coaching, when I discovered the process by which I was responsible for my own emotions, for my own well-being, for my own experience, it's like the whole world opened up to me. I had already been geeking out on nutrition. I'd even become an NTP at that point. But all of that knowledge, even though it really helped me feel so much better in my body than I had in years, and also allowed me to have really healthy, you know, really robust babies, it did not always translate into emotional serenity. I found myself really stressed out, especially given how much I knew about what could go wrong, especially regarding my kids' health. And so everything I learned was kind of like a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, I felt really empowered because I realized how much I could do to feel better and take amazing care of my kids. But on the other hand, this is life after all, and there is no way we can get a handle on all the things. There are always going to be things beyond our control. And that stressed me to no end. And I felt powerless to do anything about it. I just took it for granted. And one of the first things I tried, and I think I've told this story before here, is I tried mindfulness meditation, which really helped immensely. That's, you know, really the first time I really got the idea that I am not my thoughts, which just by itself is truly liberating. But I still did not know what to do with all the thoughts I did have. And that's where life coaching came in, which I discovered shortly afterwards. At first, I started, you know, consuming free content such as podcasts and webinars and that sort of thing. But I eventually started to actually invest in coaches and in self-coaching programs, you know, both for my business and other aspects of my life. And slowly but surely, I started to get a handle on like how I lived my own experience in this world. And of course, one of the first things I had to learn, and this is, by the way, a work in progress, it's a continual process, is to have compassion and acceptance for myself, no matter what. I think one of the most important distinctions in life to understand is the difference between what we can and can't control. I learned that I can choose my thoughts and therefore choose thoughts that create space and serenity. For example, when it comes to my health and well-being and, you know, that of my kids, what I can control is informing myself thoroughly and do whatever I think is necessary to take really good care of myself and the kids. But those are the parts I can control. But what I could never control is what actually happens in real life, right? So that distinction was really crucial for me. And another thing that was really, I mean, kind of a mind breaker for me was how capable I am of creating amazing things in my life, like how much power I actually had over my own life. And coaching gave me a way to do that methodically. And I knew already that I did not want to succumb to all the false choices that our modern society throws our way. So, you know, it's either this or that. You can't be greedy. You can't have it all. I was like, I want it all. I do. I don't want to have to make this, like this menu that they're giving me, like that's some BS. I'm not taking any of that. You know, I wanted to have the thriving kids who don't go to school, who are as free as possible. I also wanted that thriving business. I wanted to have the proximity to gorgeous nature and a much slower life. And I am actually still in the process of creating yet other dreams. Coaching really showed me how exactly I could make my dreams come true by first making me realize that my dreams were possible, that any dream I could think of was possible for me. Do you realize how powerful that is? What is it worth to realize that you are powerful beyond your wildest imagination? That having what you want is totally possible, and being shown how to get there. It is priceless, in my opinion. So how does coaching do all that exactly? So a coach is someone who has your best interest at heart and who will fight hard for you. That relationship you have together, that package you have together, which will be, you know, multiple months usually, that is a privileged container. That is a safe space that is 100% dedicated to your growth. And it is really hard to do this alone, by the way, because what happens is we quit when it gets hard. Okay, we think something's gone wrong. This is one of the biggest reasons why it's really hard for us to reach all of our goals by ourselves. So when you're doing this work with a coach or doing the self-coaching, but you know, I think, like I said, the two are indispensable. You're kind of like digging for the gold. You're digging into your old belief systems. And when you start changing your deeply seated belief systems, everything starts to shift. And one important thing to understand is that a coach's role is not prescriptive, okay? A coach is not there to tell you what you need to do with your own life. So it's not like you're calling up your best friend and, you know, asking her opinion on something. A coach is like a truth seeker. Their job is to ask you the right questions, and sometimes, you know, even at the risk of pissing you off, until you get down to the gold, okay? You get to those thoughts beyond the thoughts that are often keeping you stuck or keeping you doing the same thing over and over and over again. So it's not that they are telling you what to do or what you should aim for, but they're allowing you to get in touch with your own deepest self, with your own deepest desires and dreams, and make sure that you are actually going after them. A coach helps you take stock of your current life. So when it comes to your family life, your work, your romantic relationships, your sex life, your social life, your money, your health and fitness, your time management, they can help you with all the things. And they will actually first allow you to take credit for what you love in your life. And they make you realize that it's not just sheer luck. It's not a fluke that actually, you know, has you living the life you live right now. They actually teach you to be proud of every damn thing you've accomplished. Because, you know, God knows, something we don't do enough of in this life is to celebrate ourselves. A coach can help you get clear on your goals and show you exactly how you're getting in your own way. So let's say you want something, you have this project, you have this dream, this idea, but you also have a million reasons why you can't get there or why you can't get there now. A coach can help you see how most of the obstacles that you think you have are actually just your thoughts themselves and nothing in actual reality out there. And most importantly, coaching can help you notice your own belief systems that have created your current experience, making you see exactly how you've created everything that you have today and how you need to think in order to get where you want to go. So let's take a really common coaching topic, which is money. Let's say you're someone who's always short on money and, you know, chances are you have some beliefs in that beautiful mind of yours that are creating that result for you. For example, if you work for somebody else, if you're an employee, maybe you have beliefs around your own self-worth or issues around confidence in your abilities that keep you from asking for a raise. Or maybe you have some deep-seated beliefs that keep you from going after building your own business and your own financial potential, because you might be thinking, oh, I'm not an entrepreneur, I don't have it in me, I need the security of a monthly salary, etc. So something that you just take for granted, like it's the weather, oh, I never have enough money, with the help of coaching, you can actually dig into exactly how you're creating that situation in the first place. And when you dig into those beliefs and overturn them, that's when you really start getting somewhere. And again, how is that different from going it alone? Well, let me tell you, my friend, when left to its own devices, your brain will want to skip straight ahead to the actions, okay? That is just our default. For example, oh, I need to be budgeting better. Maybe I'll try this new method. Maybe I'll go get this program, or maybe I'll shop around to lower my monthly bills, etc. Now, I'm not saying that those things aren't important to do, but when you stay at that surface level of the actions, instead of digging into the beliefs that are your actual operating system, you don't usually resolve your problem in any lasting way. Okay? A coach allows you to slow it all down. They help you become aware of what's actually going through your mind when you're taking a certain course of action. So to give another example, let's say you do have your own business, but you have a hard time with your marketing and getting enough clients and making enough money. So you might be thinking, well, my network is just too small. My clients, my ideal clients are somewhere else. Now, by yourself, left to your own devices, you will just take that for granted. You will not even notice that that is a thought that you're actually choosing to have. And when you think that, guess what happens? You feel unmotivated, right? And when you're unmotivated, what do? You just go through the motions of your marketing, whatever it is you do, but you kind of half-ass it. You post to social media, you email your people, etc. But you do that from an energy of defeat. And what happens as a result of taking those actions with a half-hearted, defeated energy is that, well, you don't get any closer to reaching your ideal clients, okay? But it's actually never about the actions. Imagine that instead of thinking, oh, my network is too small, you're actually thinking, there is somebody out there today who needs my services. And that thought motivates you. It even gives you a sense of positive urgency. Now you go out and take action from that energy. Now, it may actually be the exact same actions, but since your energy will be completely different, your result will also be completely different. And you start doing that every day, and before you know it, you'll be filling your practice with your best clients. So a coach helps you become a ninja at managing your own mind and therefore creating your own results, your own experience of life. And that's just about the most fun and juiciest thing I can think of doing. So if I want to continue a little bit more about what a coach can do and how it feels to have a coach, is a coach is somebody who never judges you. Their job is to stay in neutral, loving curiosity at all times. And they believe in you 100%, even when you don't. Okay? That's huge. Just think about how powerful it is to have someone believe in you and take your dreams seriously, even when you are not feeling it yourself. And I think that, you know, digging into what you really want and going after it with intention, to me, that's just priceless. It just makes it so that your life is one big adventure. Just imagine living a life that feels like you've put together every piece with intention. Being surrounded by people you love and who lift you up, curating what you put into your brain very carefully, the ideas and the questions and the people and the conversations, asking yourself good questions, creating a body of work that you love and that has meaning for you, having deeper relationships and stronger boundaries, a life where you feel more alive than ever in your own body, a life you enjoy fully and also have fun moving towards your goals. I personally have my own coaches for my life coaching, for my business, for my images. I can't imagine going this alone. And why should I? It can go so much faster when I have someone who can point things out to me that I would have never noticed alone. Like all those blind spots that you will never realize. And yet you talk to somebody who's listening to you in a different way and they're just able to pick it up like that. Again, I really think there is no price for that. And, you know, I was thinking about, you know, preparing this episode about the meaning of investment. Investing means committing money and resources in order to earn future benefits or advantages. By that definition, I think investing in coaching is one of the best that you can make in your life. It is the best investment of your time, money, and energy, because it pays back multiple fold. And think about how that compounds over time, the quality of life you create for yourself. To me, coaching is really the answer to everything, because everything I want in my life is something I create with my thoughts. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that I don't use any other modalities. I still, you know, I still do all the things. I take good care of my body. I eat well, I sleep well, I still meditate most days. I do also lots of other spiritual practices and physical practices and move my body, all those things, you know, that complement each other. But I do strongly believe that doing all those things without the thought work only takes you so far. So I want you to really consider working with a coach if you haven't already. Of course, you can reach out to me always, and you can also reach out to any one of my brilliant colleagues. Just do your future self a favor and don't try to go it alone. You may just blow your own damn mind. And before we go, I want to share with you parts of a conversation that I had with my dear client and friend, Francesca, who recently finished a six-month package with me. In this conversation, we talk about how she got so much more out of this work together than what she hoped for going in, what she even thought was possible. We touch upon many different things, including how the emotional work that we did together continues to serve her in her everyday life. We talk about how she totally opened up the way she thinks about her potential for professional success, which actually was a huge aha for her during our time together. And really, basically, we talk about how coaching set her free. So I really hope you enjoy that excerpt, and I will speak with you next time.
I know how to be nicer to myself. And as a third thing that came out of it that I was surprised was the confidence all of a sudden that I acquired. Like today, like when we first started, I never would have started my company. The idea of starting a company, I'm like, I don't know if I can. And actually today I'm so liberated. I'm like, wow, I'm coming into a moment where I can do whatever the hell I want. I can start a company. I can get another job. It's all about what I want. Now, knowing exactly what I want is sometimes a little bit more, you know, difficult. It's more soul searching, but you gave me the keys. I'm really glad how that part came through. And that was a surprise. I didn't think I would be working on that aspect of myself. And that was fantastic. And it all coupled with that whole work of confidence and giving meaning to like my feelings and my ideas and bringing everything back up to who I was a long time ago. That was fantastic. And then afterwards, it was great to have the conversations with you about it went beyond food. That phase of beyond food of really just helping me understand the whole action, thought, and feeling process. Very important. Something that I really had never focused on before. And now it comes to me when I have a feeling. I'm like, okay, my mother-in-law was here. I was feeling anxious. And I said, okay, Francesca, first of all, that's your feeling. No one else is feeling that. You're feeling it. Why are you feeling that? Do you need to feel that? Do you want to feel that? I'm like, no, I don't want to feel that. I want to feel relaxed because nothing is going on wrong. She's a nice person. And all of a sudden it made me feel much better. And I felt a lot more relaxed.
And empowered. Yeah.
And empowered. I don't have to have a feeling if I don't want it. And I can, but I can analyze it for a second and be like, does it have a right to exist?
Yes.
You know, where is that based upon? Why am I having that? And then I'm like, is she a bad person? No, she's there. She's even like, what can I do? What's my problem? You know, get over whatever it is for Francesca. There are no problems. And I'm like, you know what? I feel okay. And I don't have to feel anxious about it. So these are little things that I continue to do that I learned with you.
So good.
And yeah. It's fantastic. Yeah. Even the whole company thing. When I'm like, that was a huge wake up, you know, just having that liberty. It's about, even if I
having choices, just recognizing that you always have the choice. We don't even allow ourselves the choice. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because we put all of a sudden, I can't do it. There's fear, you know, just get the next job. And then that's it.
Or your mother-in-law's there and you just take it for granted that there's anxiety. Like you don't even question.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was doing before. And I don't need that. Even with my family, questioning the anxiety, why am I having that? It's really fantastic, the tools that I have today to continue. I still have a lot of work to do, but that's fantastic. I'm aware. I'm woke. Yes. There's no real sense of it. You know, I'm really attentive today about that. Something that I never did before, but the liberty. And I feel that freedom today when I think about my professional life, I feel that freedom of I am a person with talents and I can sell it in many ways.
Yes.
For me to decide how it's going to go.
Yes.
So fantastic, that freedom. Yes. Something I did not have before.
Because you were in anxiety around it before. You were just taking action out of fear and anxiety without realizing it.
Too much fear, too much anxiety.
Scarcity.
Also, yeah. That feeling of freedom, the freedom.
Yeah.
To live your life. Exactly. Freedom to make your choices, to feel that freedom.
Coaching is about getting free. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had to name one thing that you love the most about our time together or your biggest takeaway, what was it and why?
It was your attitude, your dynamic, your listening. You bring positivity, but you don't allow me to not see things for what they are. So I guess...
not allow you to get away with your bullshit, basically.
No, yeah. No, you have really the person in front of you best interest at heart. Mm. And that's not what you usually get when you see somebody. Mm. You know, it's... You really do care that we do well. I mean, at least I felt like you really cared that I did well. Mm. And that you weren't letting me off easily, you know, and because you care. Because you care. Mm. And I think that was very humane.
Definitely about like, there's this aspect of the work that's like, you are fighting for the client's future self. Like you're fighting for the client's dream. Sometimes the client will get in their own way to not be able to go there. So it's like you are basically fiercely defending what they came to you for, you know?
Yeah, isn't that funny? But yeah, that's what happens. Yeah.
And being coachable is about that. Like just trusting that, oh, this person has my best interest in mind. And therefore, what if she was right, even though this question or this thing is triggering me? Like, what if there was something there for me? And you did that really beautifully. Yeah. And one more question. What did you think you would get versus what did you actually get?
I thought I was just going to lose weight, and I got 100 times more. Mm-hmm. I confidence, learning how to take care of myself even better. I came out of this with the keys to do this, and something that I didn't think it would affect me on so many levels. To be honest with you, I really didn't think it was going to do all of this, and it did. I didn't think it would make me feel like professionally I could be so free. I didn't think that at all. I was like, I just need to lose weight.
Yes.
And I found freedom. I found more freedom. I realized I still have more freedom to acquire. It's great enlightenment. I don't know how to say it any other way, but it's just, it's awakened me so much to so many other things.
Hey, come join us in our private Facebook group, Redefining the Good Life, where we continue the conversation about just what it means to have a meaningful life today. See you there.